Who is the fastest Springbok? Today, you are going to get a front row seat as I reveal the fastest of them all. I'm going to reveal to you the 8 fastest Springboks with their official times as well. Now, before I begin the countdown, I think it's worth mentioning that times of this nature have not always been kept. So to that end, I can't actually tell you how fast Fred Alexander or Danny Craven were. Another important bit of criteria is that we are talking about pace over 100 meters. Fun fact, Richard Bands was one of the fastest players in the Springbok squad over 50 meters. But once they ran further than that, he would fall further and further and further behind. It's one of the reasons he was able to score that famous try against the All Blacks in 2003. And I think it's also fair to say that this is a topic that has fascinated rugby fans for the best part of forever. You can go back to men like Chol Latahan, Jaco Reinach, and Peter Hendricks to find examples of rugby players who also excelled as sprinting champions in athletics. Some of these men have even held national records, and yes, at least one of them is going to be mentioned in this list. So let's get going with number 8, Cheslin Kolbe. We're talking about a man here who has clocked a time of 10.70 seconds for the 100 meters. And of course, who can ever forget that try in the 2019 Rugby World Cup final, which if you're a regular here will know, it features one of my all-time favorite pieces of commentary. At number 7, we have Jongi Nokwe, who recorded a time of 10.57 seconds for the 100 meters. Jongi's opportunities at international level were limited, and I think any wing, except for Brian Abana and JP Peterson, were going to struggle for game time in those years. Nokwe's most famous moment in the green and gold was when he crossed the try line 4 times against Australia at Ellis Park in the Tri Nations. We won 53-8 that day. Number 6 is Dani Gerber, die Doring van de Spatch. Dani was my first ever favorite rugby player when I started watching as a young boy. Yep, 9-year-old me wanted to be Dani Gerber. A time of 10.50 seconds for the 100 meters is very impressive. And don't forget, Dani also scored our first try after readmission. It came against the All Blacks in Johannesburg. Sadly, we lost that test. Gerber ultimately scored a then-record 19 tries in 24 tests for the Boks. Now we move into the top 5, and in 5th place, we have Brian Habana. We've already mentioned him in this episode. Habana possessed blistering pace. He is South Africa's all-time top try scorer in tests with 67. Brian is also the joint top try scorer in Rugby World Cup history with 15. His 8 tries in a single tournament is also a joint record. And who can ever forget that publicity stunt when Habana raced against a cheetah? Not a Free State cheetah, a real actual cheetah. At number 4, we have Siabelo Senatla. Now, okay, I might be taking liberties here since Siabelo is technically not a Springbok, but he is an Olympic Games bronze medalist and Commonwealth Games gold medalist with the Blitzbokke. He has also represented South Africa A, so it's not like he hasn't been close to full national team colours, and you could argue that he has already achieved full national team colours since he's represented his country at sevens level. And in any case, you'll be hard-pressed to find a Stormers supporter complaining about me adding him here. Oh, and I almost forgot to tell you that Senatla has clocked a time of 10.35 seconds for the 100 meters. Number 3 is Lwazi Mvovo. I must admit, I had hoped for more from Lwazi as a Springbok. He came into the picture at a time when the likes of Peterson and Abana were actually finishing up. Mvovo possessed blistering pace, to be sure. A best time of 10.32 seconds for the 100 meters is a testament to that. I thought he was a very solid defensive option too. But a combination of injuries and playing at the wrong time didn't help him at all. "Pete, what do you mean? You just said Loisy came in at the time that Abana and Peterson were finishing." "Yep, that's quite right. I did say that. What I didn't say is that Mvovo hadn't been around very long before men like Apiwe Gyanchi, Spoon Corsi, Makazole Mapimpi and Cheslin Kolbe began to make their presence felt. So yeah, unlucky, because he was certainly good enough to have played more than just 17 tests. And that brings us to number two. You've heard his name a little earlier too, Jaco Reinach. This man was an out-and-out double sporting superstar. Not only was he an outstanding rugby player, but he also held the South African 400-meter record at the time, 45.01 seconds. That was set in April 1983, and it was only broken in 1999 by Arno Malherbe. Reinach was also considered the fastest 400-meter athlete in the world at the time. That's 1983. Reinach's official best time for the 100 meters is 10.30 seconds. And in a way, we had to wait until 2016 to see anything like it on the track in South Africa. Wade van Niekerk was the only man who then could go under 10 seconds for the 100, under 20 seconds for the 200, and under 44 seconds for the 400. I know people like to say that the Olympic Games gold medalist for the 100 meters is the quote-unquote fastest man on earth. Screw that. Wade van Niekerk was the fastest man on earth in 2016. No one in the history of the planet had ever been able to run that fast over that many different distances. Ever. Wade being the only one. Van Niekerk also won the 400-meter gold at the Rio de Janeiro Olympic Games. But of course, he wasn't a rugby player. And by the 21st century, it had become virtually impossible to play two sports professionally. Having said that, Jaco, who died tragically in a car accident in 1997 at the age of just 35, would no doubt have been extremely proud of his son, Kobus, who has become a two-time Rugby World Cup winner. And that brings us to number one, the fastest Springbok over 100 meters ever officially recorded is, drumroll, Tonderai Chavanga. This man burst onto the scene in 2005 when he scored a Springbok record 6 tries in a one-off test against Uruguay in East London. That record remains today. Some of us, like Stormers fans again, would have seen Chavanga in action before he made his Bok debut and been impressed by his skills. Sadly, his career was also spoilt by injuries. Otherwise, who knows what he might have been able to achieve. Oh, and I suppose you'd like to know what Tonderai's 100-meter time is. The answer is 10.27 seconds. Now, just for a little bit of context, none of these times would be fast enough to get into the Olympic 100-meter final. Because I know that you're wondering, how would they compare to men like Wade van Niekerk, Akani Simbine, Usain Bolt, Linford Christie, Maurice Greene, and so on and so forth. And the reason that none of them would actually make an Olympic 100-meter final is because every man in that final is running the 100 in under 10 seconds. Having said that, about a decade ago, no South African man had ever run 100 meters in under 10 seconds. Simon Mahakwe did it in 2014. He was the first one. And then suddenly, a whole bunch of our sprinters did it in quick succession. It was a psychological barrier broken. And now, we have a man like Akani Simbine, Olympic bronze medalist in the 100, who is running under 10 and even under 9.9 on the regular these days. I think he has got a great shot at actually winning the gold medal at the World Championships later this year. And why not? We are a nation of winners after all. So with that in mind, men like Reinach, Chavanga and the others could well have accomplished that feat if they were dedicated professionals. It's actually quite scary to think about what they could have done. I'm not saying they would have won the 100-meter gold medal at the Olympic Games. I'm just saying they could have potentially been 100-meter sprint champions for South Africa and competed at the Olympic Games in the 100 meters. And I would single out Dani Gerber and Jakub Reinach in particular, because they only ever competed as amateurs. Just think what they could have done if they were dedicated to the craft full time. So what do you think? Are you surprised by this list? Who did you expect to see here, but they missed out? Let me know in the comment section down below. May I encourage you to sign up for my Patreon page? If you want great benefits like Springbok merchandise, match day tickets at less than the actual SARU price, i.e. you could get them for free, Zoom Q&As with me, or you'd like me to write an ebook for you on your favorite player, why not head on over to my Patreon page and sign up. You can also get your name displayed in my YouTube videos. And it starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US, not Namibian. The reason I want your support is because I would love to do this full time. And I would also love to go to Australia and cover the Rugby World Cup for you in 2027 with daily content from Down Under. So if you're keen to join my dream team and support me, the link is in the description area below. In advance, thank you for your support.